Hello and welcome to today's podcast. As usual, we do not care about sound quality and we're going to be going for a walk and you're going to come with us. I'm a little sleepy today and I don't really feel like going, but it is what it is. YOLO, I guess. Not really. Cheese has been eating her leg for a while now. I would like to start there.
So we're doing the pet episode now. For real?
No. Today, we have no topic. Yeah. But anyway, Cheese was, like, fully eating her leg. It basically looks like a giant, like, turkey leg, and she's just, like, gnawing on it. Yeah. Which is just, it's strange. It's fucking weird. Like, imagine walking in on your child, like, chewing on their leg.
Yeah.
Like, but it's not a child, it's a dog. But it's still fucking weird to watch.
Obsessively.
Like, she does it for way too long.
Yeah.
Let me get my chanclas.
This limb is not a part of me, I have to cut it off. Like, that's what she's treating it. She's like,
I don't think that's what it is. I think she's just a dog who, chews on her leg to scratch it. But imagine Cheese was human, but, we named her Cheese. I think this whole time we were talking about actual children named Mac and Cheese. Yeah. Like, Cheese Morales. Like, that was her, legit government-issued name.
You know what, though?
Huh?
We put a lot of thought into the name. Like, it has a meaning. It's not just, gibberish. Not that...
Her name's Cheese, though. You know?
But it's consistent with Mac, you know?
That's okay. But, her name's Cheese. Don't act like it's, smart.
Well, I guess there's reasons why we did it. To make it extra funny. Because you're right, it's still fucking weird, but... Yeah. And I'm how many people, who are gonna have a baby, just don't even think about it until the end. It's just it'll come to me. it's procrastinating a final project. It's
eventually the name of the child.
Yeah.
They're it'll look like a whatever. Like, what the fuck, baby looks like a Jeffrey, you know?
Oh, we should do that.
They don't look like a name, right? Yeah. Isn't there some dumb contest like that? Where they have to guess who's which person.
Really?
I think it's more than just the name. I think it's like their background or whatever.
What they end up becoming once they're adults.
Yeah.
Really?
Not end up becoming, what occupation they have currently.
Oh my God,
no, they're not gonna follow them from childhood to figure out what they become later in life.
Right.
But yeah. Yeah, guessing people's names and ages.
Which he literally just.
What the hell? Why did he do that?
He saw water there and he's like, that's where I'm going.
Okay. they have. It's so interesting to I just want to know, what's your education level? How old are you? What's your race and ethnicity? No, of everybody, of every person.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so interested in knowing that. That's why I like those stupid shows that are like that.
Yeah. You know what it sounds like?
Oh.
Sounds like you need friends.
Oh my God. Yeah, I'm fascinated by people. I'm whoa.
From a distance.
But people are just we just know that about people because we have friends.
Yeah. Dude, that's why, for me, when I had MySpace, because I was exposed to that pretty early. I was, probably 10 or 11. And I was obsessed with that. You can add people that, you might be scared to approach in school. But you're that's the popular kid. I'm going to add that. And you're shit. I'm getting, a glimpse into their life that I never would have.
Yeah.
Other than if you're fucking weird and you're just talking about the popular kids in your school.
Yeah,
that's as a
weird
pastime. I know people do
that's
it.
That's some Mean Girls shit.
Yeah, right? me and my friends just fucked around. We just talked about whatever.
But yeah, that would have, I don't know how it would have been for me. Because I feel like part of it's, comparing, how you look versus the other kids. And I looked so little. That I was like, I don't want to look at that anymore. Like, I don't want to look like I look like a child compared to some classmates.
Yeah. That early that on
like,
when,
like, tall and beautiful,
so
like... You change so much?
When you're in school as a kid, you're changing so quickly, and some people just... Yeah, you
they
go, like...
They blossom.
Yeah.
And others, I must stay little weeds for a while, you know?
And unfortunately, from my experience, most of the people who aged, like, quickly, they were the popular ones. Mm-hmm. So, like, it really fucked with my insecurities. But, yeah, I don't know. It really
well,
didn't.
Well, that's why I'm saying it, is because, like, damn. But anyway.
Yeah.
Let's talk about hats. What do you feel about hats? Do you like wearing hats?
No, just literally just snapbacks. Like
and backwards, right?
Yeah, backwards.
It does look good on you, but it's like it is strange that that's the only reason you wear a hat.
I guess because I can't make hats look good for me, like when you wear it the right way.
Yeah, you look a little
especially baseball caps.
Like a little baby.
Yeah, yeah.
That's going to what. Little League.
Yeah.
Or some shit, you know.
Exactly. Oh, man.
So, yeah. I like hats. I wear hats to, like, all the... Well,
I like hats.
That's what we're talking about right now. Like, I like them because I don't like doing my hair really. Like, that bores me. Well, not bores me, but, like... Oh, you're giving me so much shit.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, it's because we're checking the mail. No, I'm not sorry. You know, whatever, deal with it. You chose to come here. You know what you signed up for. You're listening this long. You listen to our dumb
hey,
shit.
Listen to me.
Oh, sorry.
Just kidding. Go for it.
Maybe I should just be, like, a little more calm. Oh, Mac is so dramatic. Sometimes when we're walking him, if we're not walking fast enough with him, that motherfucker just sits down. Because it's like, oh, you're taking so long.
Yeah.
Like, what a little shit. All right.
It's because he's
cool. Yeah. I love Mac so much. But we'll talk about him later. All right. So tell me about this evening. What was the hap?
With the evening?
Yeah.
We literally just watched RuPaul's the whole evening.
Yeah, because we have to watch. It's because All Stars is going on right now. Ooh, you almost stepped on a nasty bug, dude. We ate food and watched All Stars 6. It's premiering every Thursday, so every single Thursday we have to watch it. Which has been very, very fun and exciting. And then after that, then we watch freaking Untucked. Then after that, we watch The Pit Stop. Then after that, I watch the YouTuber Bussy Queen. I think I've mentioned her before.
Oh, you watched it already?
No. I'm saying, like, the order in which I watch it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So then I just am watching Drag Race for, like, most of the week. I listen to, like, the podcast, like, the Race Chasers one with Alaska. Yeah, it's and then I watched the, like, Bob and Thorgy one also. So that's the whole thing. I need help picking them up.
Yeah, I got it.
Thank you for picking up the doo-doo. No, not yet. He just squatted, but he didn't poop.
I was going to say, too, it's a lot, but I think everyone needs to have that one thing that they're able to just binge watch.
Oh, hell yeah.
I don't mean like a show, I mean like a concept. Because RuPaul's is like a whole slew of shows. But the drag scene is more than just the show.
Oh, yeah.
So you can be submerged in that forever. And like, I have videos talking about fucking big giant rocks that were created thousands of years ago. It's just like, ooh, mystery.
And I
put that shit on autoplay.
And most of what I watch is just Drag Race. Like,
yeah.
Not just drag in general, but also that. Because then I go into, like, rabbit holes and then I end up just watching drag things.
Yeah.
But mostly it's just about the show. So imagine, like, if I extended it to have everything drag. Like, oh my god.
Yeah, right?
Like, a lot of the queens are, like, fucking drag nerds, huh?
Oh, yeah. Dude, that's so funny. But it's good. It's
like,
good.
They've and, like, been in the community for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, levels too. It's like, Max just pooped. Okay, so how stupid is it? Because Mac just pooped, and he then proceeds to wipe his paws. But he didn't make a poo-poo out of his paws. He made a poo-poo out of his butt. So, why is he wiping his paws?
I know, right?
But I'm like, okay, at the same time, I appreciate it. But sometimes he goes into his poop.
He
like,
does,
he kicks his shit. Which just makes his paws dirty again. So I evolutionarily, I don't understand. So if someone understands this concept, can you please explain in the comments? Again, I don't know where there's
theory?
Comments, but I want the comments.
There's going to be comments, don't worry. I'll implement that. I'm my a software theory, engineer, by the way.
Show off. I'm a lady. What were you saying?
I said, what's your theory?
About...
why dogs, like...
Oh.
Do that. Like,
mine is because they wanted to cover up the smell by throwing dirt onto it. So they think that they're throwing dirt.
I think it's an expression of art, like, for them.
It's just music, like...
Yeah, it's... It's like their signature, you know? There's like, they coat it in a special way with the sand. That makes no sense. No, okay. I think they're just trying to cover the shit.
I think they just don't want it to smell like shit and then like be surrounded by poo-poos. Like,
but, question, why can't we use fucking litter boxes for dogs? Right?
Because, you have to train them. You know what? It's so much they're work. Fucking lazy, that's why.
Yeah, but like, okay, cats.
Because cats are much cleaner. Because they're more like I have time for this. It's fine. Like, let me cover up this dookie because it bothers me. And dogs are like, I'm covering up this shit. All right, let's go, motherfuckers. And then they're off to the next thing. Like, they want to keep going.
Well.
Especially this motherfucker. Like, he's just like, keep walking me, keep walking me, keep walking me.
You know how
he
like,
never tires. He's so little, but he never gets tired.
I know, dogs can go on forever. Like, even when they're tired and hot as fuck, like, panting nonstop, they're like, no, let's keep going.
Yeah, I thought Mac was gonna get a fucking heat stroke because he didn't make any signal of being tired because he wanted to stay outside. Like... Yeah. Even when we were trying to take him, like, into the car, he was still, like, resisting going into the car. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He just refused.
Yep. I was gonna say, like, it was only until, like, he was going slowly up the stairs. It's like, oh, okay, you need help. But you were, like, clearly trying to pull us to keep you walking.
Yeah.
Anyway.
He's dumb, but don't they look so cute when they're, like, tired? Because they look like they're smiling.
Oh, I know.
It's
dude, we've
so
gotten
cute.
The best photos, I guess, of him being tired.
Yeah, I know, but it looks like he's smiling. Yeah. And Cheese looks like she's smiling, but she's a whole lot dopier than Mac is. So it just looks really funny.
Yeah. Oh, man.
My hands hurt. I'm carrying all this.
My whole neck hurts.
Neck?
Yeah, because of the, I don't know, the way I slept.
Oh.
Like, how have we not figured out, like, to have a bed
pillows.
That at the minimum doesn't fuck up us up?
Oh, I know. Or, like, it's too hot, right? Like, beds are too hot.
Yeah.
Because
dude, we have to have cooling on that shit, dude.
Like, who the fuck has a hot house nowadays? Especially with, like, global warming and stuff? Like, it just keeps getting hotter and hotter. Like, I want to have a cold bed. I have money. It's not my fault you don't have money.
Dude, I wonder if,
just
like...
Just kidding, I don't have that much money. But I have enough money to try to be cold.
Try to be what?
Cold. Because remember, he's an engineer. So he gets paid, like, pretty alright.
Okay. put myself on there.
You said that earlier.
I'd said no such thing.
You said that you could program something because you're an engineer. Everyone knows engineers make money.
Nope.
Everyone knows which occupations make money because they know who to try to go fuck. Right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, they don't know anything. They're just like, yeah, that's it. That
like, go after doctors and lawyers. Yeah. Like, how interesting.
I'm glad that wasn't like a... It's because our families had it rough, but they're just like... Just find someone that can be a father.
Oh my god, I don't know when it stopped recording, but hello. I think it was like at 17 minutes.
For all we know, it could have been literally just now. And they're like, what the fuck?
I'm pretty sure, yeah. But I was pretty sure I saw 17 minutes or something. But I guess not.
I know.
That's confusing. Anyway. Yeah, I know. It probably is exactly what you're saying. They just hear like a seamless gap and me going like, oh my god, why is there a gap?
The worst editing ever, but guess what?
Oh, we don't.
I'm not edited. Dude, isn't it crazy, like, even if we were, monolingual,
mm-hmm.
we're bilingual, because we're fucking boss-ass bitches, like, even monolingual people still have words that they can't perfectly
pronounce.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Like, we're all a little bit stupid.
Yeah, oh yeah, sure.
You know?
Most of the time,
I just don't like the people that don't admit it. No, there's not a word in the English language that I can't pronounce. Ow, that hurt. Hey, don't be real buttholes. I hate it when these guys are little buttholes. Guys, come on. Like, they don't even do anything. They just walk faster.
I know.
But they have to, like, yell. And it yanks my arm. Like...
I'm pretty sure they just like,
run.
Hey, that noise scared me. I have to run and act tough. And then she's like the little sibling that's just copying the older one.
Yeah.
Like, what is it in Sandlot? Like,
I don't know.
Do people even know that movie?
No.
I feel like it hasn't been brought up like as much as it thought it would be.
I like how we watched it recently too, though.
Oh yeah, yeah.
We're just dumb and don't remember.
Oh, what? Yeah. I feel like
he's annoyed at me because I interrupted. I didn't mean to interrupt. I'm sorry. Let's resume the show.
Oh, I thought it was the sponsor.
No.
Anyway, yeah, I don't know. What were we talking about?
That's why you're mad at me, is because I interrupted it. I'm sorry. I didn't know you was gonna forget.
No, I didn't think anything. I just stopped because I heard you speak.
Oh, well, I have no idea.
I don't know, but...
Damn, you parked like shit. That was not good parking.
You have very high standards, you know? Because, like, most people would assume that, oh, like, he crossed the line. He's completely, like...
No. It's like, crooked.
Yeah, it's not like parallel to
no,
the line,
because
but it's still inside.
A lot of the times, the way you park, you would complain about someone who parked like you.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So if you complain about someone who parks like you, why would you park like that?
You're right.
Yeah?
That's so true. Dude, I wish you can, like, the reason why I like being a software engineer or whatever, I'm not actually an engineer. I have to be licensed,
that.
And I'm not. I'm not a licensed engineer because technically you have to do like a bunch of exams and shit. It's kind of like the SATs, but like technically like software. Come on, it's not engineering. I'm not like. It depends on what you do, obviously. But like, if you're just making apps, like no. You're not using, like, applied math and physics and shit.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, you're an engineer. We get it.
I just like knowing that there's such a huge potential with what we have right now. Like, having fucking internet wherever you are.
Yeah.
Which, that was a big change for
us. Yes, like, internet. Woo!
Hold on. Back in MySpace days, just kidding. Yeah. It's just like, we can do so much. It's just like, someone just has to do it.
And it ain't gonna be me. Oh, shit. I dropped the snack into your shoe.
In my shoe.
Yeah, so just remember to get it.
Yeah.
Those shoes are dope, right?
Yeah. I hate how, like...
Those are cool shoes.
These fucking shoes, if they're still able to sell it half the price, how much fucking profit are they making, right? Like, how much does it actually cost to make this shoe?
I don't know, but we're for sure killing the planet. I was watching that Netflix thing about the water, and like, oh my god, that's terrifying.
Yeah, right? It's weird because, like, I don't know, there was a period of time where, like, no one gave a fuck because we weren't able to see it.
This is so cute! Sorry.
Oh, yeah. What is it?
Wait, what were we saying?
Oh, whatever, let's look at this.
It's the vaccine card holder. Aww. There he goes. I'm a good, such a good, real good person.
Dude.
That's cool. Cute. So cute.
I think we both like this when you have merch that is about something, but it's subtle enough to only... It's subtle enough to where you have to be a fan to be able to see it too.
Mm-hmm. And then you have that silent understanding of like, yeah, I get you. I get what you like.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't like it when it's like Seinfeld.
But the ding, ding, ding. Dude, you know what would be funny?
Mm.
For like...
Can you hear me? I'm water.
Yeah.
I'm dying of thirst. What would be funny?
If like Satanists would... would have like subtle merch too. Because it's like, oh, big, 666, whatever. It's out there. Like, we know. And it's really edgy.
What does that mean?
I don't know. But my point is, like, wouldn't it be cute if you had, like, Google a little...
Little Satan sign?
Yeah, like, little subtle ones to be like, hey, fellow Satanist. You know?
I'm sure they do. You're just not a Satanist to know it.
Well, enter the Illuminati, where we have all those hand signs that celebrities...
Gang signs.
Celebrity gang signs?
Celebrity gang signs.
Snoop Dogg.
Like Snoop Dogg at the fucking horse. Yeah. That was so funny.
Okay, though. How much time did he spend practicing the hand signs? Like, oh, you're a real gangster.
Oh, yeah,
like,
I know.
You're just, like, moving your hands like a fucking Naruto
hardcore
character.
It looks like you're doing, like, the fucking, you know that shit with the strings and shit?
Yeah.
Like, but without the strings.
That's pretty cool.
But that's dumb as fuck, like, for a, like, super dope-ass guy that can kill me.
Yeah.
Like, you would kill me, but you practice little, like, hand gestures? Like, that's crazy.
You guys
crazy.
Are color-coded? Come on.
Oh, yeah, there's a dress code for your secret club. Like, if you phrase it a different way, this sounds, like, so silly, but, like, no, it's for real. They're hardcore. Like, they're terrifying.
Yeah.
Please don't kill me for, like, saying any of this. Like...
Yeah. Oh, my God. I know, I was going to say...
Now we're going
to
die.
If you're a gangster listening to this podcast, like, thanks,
that
man.
Makes you a real gangster.
Dude, your friends would probably be like, yo, man, don't listen to that
and
gay shit.
And you'd pop a cap in the ass.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? Because you're still a hard motherfucker.
So you know,
but,
good
like,
job.
Don't kill people.
Well,
like,
okay, if you
want to
be a first guest...
If you want to be a good person, first step, let's not kill other people.
PSA, yep.
You know, like...
That's the name of this episode.
But I understand. No, I don't.
No.
Why are you killing
well,
people? No.
It's because they get their family from... That's their
I
sense
know,
of community.
But
like, go
why
to your
you
YMCA,
kill people?
Right?
Yeah.
Like, what is like, what does the gang
a
have?
Make a boy
it?
Band.
Yeah.
Like, don't shoot each other.
Yeah. Like, the risk reward there is, like, is not a good ratio there. But, like, YMCA,
I'm going to be
church.
The new governor of
I'm
California.
Not even religious. What are you going to, what's your...
My platform is.
For this upcoming election, like what me and your brother did?
No.
Oh, different.
Is boy bands, not killing people.
Oh, my God.
That's my whole campaign that I'm gonna run on.
No. What's gonna be the cheer?
Bye bye bye.
to the gun
violence.
Oh my god. You know what that sounds like? Like you're gonna get shot. Bye, bye, bye.
No, I said gun violence.
Yeah.
Like buy the gun violence. Oh,
gotcha.
Okay. That shit's so sad.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway.
If you're a gangster, I feel like we should still be a gangster.
Like we'll adopt you. Like if you need a home, like don't you know we need friends?
Yeah. Maybe they need friends.
Don't kill us first.
Maybe gangsters need friends.
Maybe gangsters do need friends. You know?
But like a good friend, not one that will like shoot
kill
you.
People.
Yeah.
We're back to the same thing. Okay. This is a weird topic.
Like, okay, you get beat up and then you become part of the group.
Yeah, okay. That's correct.
Because you're like, I trust you because I beat the shit out of you.
Get beat up. Maybe this is why I don't have friends. I didn't let anyone beat me up.
I let someone technically beat me up. Well, the first one, I was a kid. Remember I told you we're like, I was like, I'm going to be like a superhero.
Oh, with the bike.
Yeah, there's a bike coming at me. And the kid is like, move, move. And I think maybe I was like, fuck you. You don't tell me what to do. I was trying to.
You just didn't move.
I didn't move. And you just crashed into me.
Because that's of course what would happen.
Yeah. And that's the last time I was ever brave.
Wait, I thought you said 2 times.
Oh. I don't know. Second time. I don't know. I held
like,
your hand.
I said I had never let people beat me up. Because I'd rather not get beaten up by people.
Yeah.
You said
that's
you
all I had.
Willingly
I don't know.
Beaten up twice.
Oh, the second time. Yeah. I don't know if this is like a guy thing where like you have an older brother and you're like, oh, he's tough.
Well, I have one.
So too. I want to be tough too. The stupid kids were just punching each other in the stomach. And I was like, ooh, I want to get punched in the stomach. It sounds so stupid when you say
really
it out loud.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Why would you want to get punched in the stomach?
I don't know, but this fucking kid was older than my brother, which my
and
brother's
he punched
only a year
you
and a half.
In the stomach?
Yeah, well, because I practically begged him on those. But if a little kid is going, like, punch me in the stomach, yeah.
I would have been like, nah, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
and he punched
nah,
me in the stomach.
Bro.
It wasn't that bad, though. Maybe he held back, or maybe he's a, you know, weak-ass motherfucker. No, that was the same guy who, I mean, that's another story. But.
Okay, anyway. So, you got beat up. But
yeah.
Also, remember, like, in undergrad,
uh-huh.
You and a bunch of, like, the other guys
oh my
from
God,
the
what
hall,
the fuck?
Like, just started, like, boxing each other.
Dude, that was stupid as fuck.
That was really strange.
And I was
that
like...
That was so bizarre.
That was peer pressure, because thinking back, I'm like, was that fun? No, that was, like, stressful. And, like,
yeah, I didn't want to be watching either.
Yeah.
But I felt like I had to be there. I had to be like, oh, this is fun, but I'm like... Are you guys gonna be safe? Because I'm really scared you're gonna hurt each other. Like, but I couldn't be lame.
Yeah.
Like, but now being lame is cool.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Sure, just kidding.
Worrying though. About people's safety is cool.
It's more
now.
Acceptable.
What?
It's like if you just approach it like as a real adult, but still not trying to be a complete dickhead. You're like, no one should be mad. It's like, okay, you have a point. The fact that we all had to hide and make sure the RA wasn't in the fucking door.
That's fucking dumb.
Yeah.
Why would you be willing to get in trouble for that?
Though I will say they matched us up pretty good. like we were all kind of the same. Like, they didn't pin me against, like, the tallest dude, you know?
Yeah.
Like, he was the same size as me.
Yeah.
And Caesar, if you're listening to this, what's up? That was fucking weird, and, like, I felt very nervous. Dude, I was this fucking shy-ass motherfucker. Like, you saw the picture of me. Like, talk about glow-up, man. Like, I'll take it.
You can't say that about yourself.
Yeah. Huh?
You can't say that about yourself.
It makes me feel better, so why not say it? You know, unless...
No,
if someone disagrees, you
know,
like, know dish
what?
It out,
get
man.
Get it, girl. Get it, girl.
No, give
own
me that
it.
Feedback, though, you know?
Own it. Yeah.
Yeah.
You glued up.
Yeah, so I fought against he was actually one of my roommates.
That's fucking weird.
It's funny, it's like,
okay
I guess
we
we're
have
doing
like
this.
30 seconds left.
Okay.
So let's start wrapping it up. So let's, Thank you so much for joining me. This was super fun. Mm-hmm. It was completely unhinged, and I don't know how we got here. Can you tell us, like, today's sponsors and close us out?
Today's sponsor is... Family House of Pancakes.
Oh.
Located in National City, San Diego, California.
They're so bomb.
Yeah. They're honestly, they're really good. If you're in the area, like, yeah, like they treat you like fam.
They really do. Or at least my fam, because they know enough like that they're so nice to us. Yeah. But like, there's a bug here.
Don't tell us.
We're not at Family House Pancakes. We're in our house. They do not have bugs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this seems like a...
We're also not affiliated with them, you know?
Yeah, like, we're not actually in any way sponsored, as usual.
We're not making money from this anyway. But like, listen, come on. Sorry, guys.
But listen, give us money. Even though, like, I was saying that we're doing all right, we're still hella in debt. Like, don't get us wrong. Like, we're still barely building ourselves back up. We just know that we have it better than a lot of other people, and we're very grateful for where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
That's right. I need some water. Can you give me
some? You never have your own water. Ew.
Just kidding. That's not.
Okay. But anyway, yeah, they have really good chilaquiles, some basas, eggs, and, like, the portions are huge, but you
know
what?
They're huge as fuck.
This is one of the foods that I actually really love to eat reheated. You mm-hmm. just mix, the potatoes with, like, a fresh egg, and then the leftover eggs, and it all kind of comes together, and you can also add the chilaquiles, and, like, you can put those into the air fryer and stuff. Don't you fucking be rushing me. I'm talking about chilaquiles here.
Is this an episode on the sponsor? Or...
Yes. Okay, they continue. Deserve it. Yeah. I ain't gonna be cutting myself short just because of this fucking episode and the fact that we promised...
Or like to scratch...